Service Road 13 right now between Southampton and Sauble Beach is closed from Eckford Avenue up to Pashwood Drive. Currently on scene, we have the Graybridge OPP as well as multiple units from Hydro One. They've been mobilized from around Ontario to assist with the cleanup. There's also some independent tree removal businesses that are also here trying to clean up trees, downed hydro lines, all that stuff. So we're asking for the time being, if the public can, to avoid the area just for the safety of the crews that are working. And updates will be provided as we continue to clean up the damage here and make repairs.
And Nick, what have you seen so far in the OPP response in that area? I guess another question that everyone's wondering is everyone okay as far as you know so far?
From an OPP response, I can tell you that to the best of my knowledge, there haven't been any reported injuries. Last night around 4:30 p.m., we did start receiving calls that were related to the weather, most of them for the Grey Bruce OPP on the Bruce Road 13 stretch. Typical things, just down power lines, debris across the roadway. We had officers that went and did cottage checks along Bruce Road 13 to ensure that the occupants were okay. And again, from our searches there and from the officers that were on the ground yesterday afternoon, we had no reported injuries to the best of my knowledge.
Again, that stretch of Bruce Road 13 is essentially in between Southampton and Sauble Beach?
That's correct, yep. It runs north of Southampton all the way up to the south end of Sauble Beach. So the majority of the power lines run along the western side of the road, and what I'm seeing right now from driving through is a lot of power poles that have actually been snapped completely off, causing power lines to fall down across trees. There are power lines on the road. There's very large trees that are completely blocking the road that, again, Hydro One's forestry section is working to clean up right now. And the Graybridge OPP, as well as from speaking with the hydro workers, are just requesting that for the safety of everybody involved, we just try to keep the general public out of the area right now the best we can until they manage to get that.